Welcome to the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
55 Rivers marks 6 years of growth with the introduction of 55 Rivers Cafe. 55 Rivers celebrates its sixth anniversary with the introduction of 55 Rivers Cafe, set to open this fall inside the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce Business Success Center. Co-founders James and Lynn Mowry express excitement for this new chapter, aiming to create a welcoming space for meaningful connections. The cafe will offer a comfortable environment for patrons to enjoy handcrafted beverages and food, fostering community engagement.
Electrostatic fields slow pork glycolysis during near-freezing storage. Electrostatic fields, when combined with controlled freezing point storage, have been shown to slow pork glycolysis during near-freezing storage. This innovative approach preserves more glycogen and ATP, limits lactate accumulation, and alters muscle protein structure. Researchers from the Institute of Food Science and Technology and the College of Food Science and Engineering reported the study in Food Quality and Safety, offering a potential solution to maintaining fresh pork quality during refrigerated transport and storage.
Rapeseed waste becomes active packaging for fresher food. Rapeseed waste has been repurposed into a biodegradable active film by a research team, combining chitosan with phenolic extracts and silver nanoparticles. This innovative packaging material enhances food preservation, reduces reliance on petroleum-based packaging, and promotes circular packaging systems. The study, published in Food Quality and Safety, showcases the potential of using agricultural residues for sustainable packaging solutions.
The growing importance of hyperlocal cuisine in California. California's fine dining scene is undergoing a transformation towards hyperlocal cuisine, with a focus on sustainability and authenticity. Chefs like those at Harbor House Inn in Mendocino Coast are leading the charge by sourcing ingredients directly from the surrounding land and water. This shift towards place-based cuisine reflects a growing desire for transparency and a genuine connection to the environment. Chef Matthew Camara emphasizes the importance of letting the landscape guide the menu, creating a unique dining experience rooted in sustainability and a deep sense of place.
I know you have the time in your room daily week. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.